This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 23rd of January 2016 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'll record it whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This is Carter and Cash.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. This week, we've plucked American singer and pianist Tor Miller from his home in Brooklyn, New York, and installed him in our studio to play for us. Miller might fall into the James Bay, George Ezra, Ed Sheeran type category, but his music stands out. His voice is powerful with a raspy crack, his songs have gospel undertones, and his lyrics poetically paint a picture of New York. After dropping out of university to sign to Glassnote Records, Miller released an EP called Headlights, and he's currently finishing off his album, which is expected later on this year. On a recent trip to London, Tor Miller swung by Midori House armed with his keyboard, ready to play for us, and here he is with his latest single, Carter and Cash.
Of a fleeting dream that couldn't wait, just wouldn't wait for me. Heartbeat like it never gonna stop. Tunnel vision in my mind, won't be giving you up this time. No. Running wild, trying to set myself free. Lost sight of what was standing right in front of me this time. And all the while, the world, it hit me with the speed of sound. And don't you worry, girl, I'm always gonna be around. Won't bat a lash, just like Carter and Cash. This line right next to you, with every step, the closer that we'll get caught in a fever that's so pure and true. We'll paint the town till it all burns down. Heartbeat like it never gonna stop. Tunnel vision in my mind, won't be giving you up this time. Running wild, trying to set myself free. Lost sight of what was standing right in front of me this time. And all the while, the world, it hit me with the speed of sound. And don't you worry, girl, I'm always gonna be around. Won't bat a lash, Carter and Cash. You and me, just like Carter and Cash. You and me, just like Carter and Cash. Like it never can stop. Tunnel vision in my mind, won't be giving you up this time. Running wild, trying to set myself free. Lost sight of who was standing right in front of me this time. And all the while, the world, it hit me with the speed of sound. And on you, always gonna be around. Won't bat a lash, just like Carter and Cash. You water and cash. You and me, just like Carter and Cash.
Tor Miller, thank you very much for joining us on the Sessions at Midori House, and thanks for playing a great session for us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start right from the beginning. You've been signed to Glasnost for a couple of years now. How did that relationship spark up?
I was in a band in high school, so from when I was 15 to 17, and we'd played a bunch of shows, and I was our manager, and I booked all our shows, and I did all of that. And so we eventually, through Craigslist, started playing shows in the city, because I'd moved to New Jersey at this point. And playing around in the city for a little bit, I put out an EP with that band, and my manager, now manager, heard it and booked me a show at Pianos in New York City. Sort of from that point on, we had a relationship, and then I went to NYU. He started booking me sessions with people and had me doing these residencies at local places in New York City. And so I would always be playing the first Wednesday or whatever it was of each month at a couple of venues, at Rockwood Music Hall and the Slipper Room, which was like a burlesque bar in the Lower East Side. And essentially, labels started coming out and publishing companies and whatnot. And eventually, Glasnost came out, and Daniel Glass came to a show at Rockwood Music Hall. And apparently, had left a funeral early to come. So I was really excited. Like, Glasnost was the label I wanted to be on. I'm not just saying that, Sam in the control room. But no, it was always, that was our target label. So I was really excited. Daniel came. We didn't really hear anything for a couple months, which was a bummer. He was just feeling us out, I guess. And then Chris is my manager, were backstage at a Phoenix show in Paris, and we were looking for a small label to release a 7-inch, just a couple singles. So Chris was asking for advice from Daniel, and Daniel essentially said, well, we'll sign Tor, everyone at the label likes him, and it just seems like a good time. So they just shook on it, and then I had to get based off a handshake, I had to get a lawyer, and then we started doing, so it was pretty old school, because I didn't really have any music out.
This is a song called Crust Punk Queen.
You are into the wild, always a wild child. The pulse of their lives is too calm and mild. No structured living, no plans to walk down the aisle. Parents push for college, though you think they're in denial. They wouldn't vote you queen of the homecoming, though you didn't really want to be. Organized sports and much counseling, it pushed you over, sent you packing. Crust punk queen, left mom and dad when you were 17, and tore up those jet black jeans. Hopped on a train into a troubled scene with all the trust fund drug fiends. Don't care about the, don't seem to care about the American dream. Who don't care about the American dream?
I suppose you're entering into quite a slightly crowded marketplace as a sort of male singer-songwriter. How do you keep what you're doing fresh?
I think I made a pretty conscious effort while making the record to separate myself from that. So the record isn't really like that. It has massive arrangements, and it is much bigger, and it's a step up from the EP, which will always be there. I can kind of come back to the sparse arrangements when I feel necessary. But I think from this record on, hopefully I'll just be referred to as an artist. I mean, not that it doesn't really matter either way, because people just will call me whatever. But I think that we really went for it. We put these huge, massive arrangements on it and sort of took a lot of risks. And I was just being pretty true to myself, so that's all I can do.
And how do you translate those arrangements on stage? Is it just you and your piano like we've seen today, or do you have a band with you as well?
Yeah, well, now I've just formed a band in the city, and we've been rehearsing a lot, ready to go on tour around the US come the end of this month.
And you've just been touring with James Bay, I think that's right? How was that?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was nice to play in front of that many people, because he's playing 3,000 capacity places where I'm like accustomed to 200 maybe. What's been nice is they never announced an opener on that tour really, and so people were just showing up for doors. So you'd play for essentially like 3,000 people every time you went on stage, and they always applauded you thinking you were James Bay. So that was a nice feeling. So you got that massive. You'd think so, that he doesn't play keyboard, and it's why would it be in the center of the stage? But it was super. It was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot. It was really great.
Coming home once again, Crust Punk Queen. Left mom and dad when you were 17 and tore up those jet black jeans. Hopped on a train into a troubled scene with all the trust fund drug fiends who don't care about the, don't seem to care about the American dream. Who don't care about the, don't seem to care about the American dream. Who really cares about an American dream?
In your songs, you sing quite a lot about New York, where you live. Do you find it easiest to write while you're there, or where do you like to write?
I mean, a lot of those songs I wrote about New York, I wasn't in New York at the time. It was sort of longing for it a bit. So, I mean, a lot of those songs, especially Midnight, I wrote while I was in London. So a lot of those are from London. I spent last summer or two summers ago when I wrote a lot of those songs, I was here the entire summer writing.
So it's like a letter to
Yeah, New exactly.
York. Wherever you may be. I left home about a week ago. I never really had a brain of my own. Back then I had an ego, thinking that the world was so damn small. And it's like the lawn's on fire, like the fumes might give me high. And baby blue, what should I do? Will I feel so lost without you? And I'm a deaf, dumb, blind, and out of touch. Your eyes got so big, trust. And I feel so far from your sight. And when I look up, I start to cry. You're a darker hue, my baby blue.
This week's guest was Tor Miller. If you'd like to catch him live, he's currently playing dates across North America with a quick pit stop in the UK on the 25th and 26th of February. Find out more at tormiller.com and look out for his album later on this year on Glass Note Records. This show was recorded by Alex Funnell, mixed by Thomas Wilson, and I'm Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll be joined by Malian singer Rocky Traore. But for the time being, thanks for listening.
We always knew our lines. And baby blue, what should I do? Will I feel so lost without you? And I'm a deaf, dumb, blind, and out of touch. Your eyes got so big, trust. And I feel so far from your side. And when I look up, I start to cry. You're a darker hue, my baby, baby blue. What should I do? Will I feel so lost you? I'm a deaf, dumb, blind, and out of touch. Your eyes got so big, who can I trust? Baby blue, you're darker hue, my baby blue.